All right, let's get to political ads. We get messages, emails every day. Please stop the political ads, but we are required by the FCC to run any and all political ads, any candidates that want to advertise on the ticket. And the reason that you hear a lot of political ads on our radio station is because we have really good ratings. People listen to this radio station. If you're listening to a radio station that doesn't run any political ads, that probably means they don't have many listeners, because the candidates want their ads to run on stations where their ads will be heard. So we don't have any control over this. That is a fact. We have to run these political ads, but we know you're getting tired of them. But some of them are kind of funny, you have to admit.
Yeah.
So we thought we would take a moment here to listen to a couple of what we think are the most wheels off of these political ads. All right, Tyler, run the first one.
Hey, Duke, what you up to?
Well, Colt, I'm just sitting here enjoying a pro-business environment and having a cup of coffee. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out how to stop Robert O. Reardon from taking control of our Texas governor's mansion and using it as a campaign headquarters for AOC.
What? I didn't know that was part of Robert O. Reardon's master plan. I mean, I knew he wants all of our kids transed up on rainbow fentanyl so they can stop illegals from streaming across the border to steal our private health care, but I had no idea he supported AOC. That, to me, is deal-breaker.
And worse, O'Riordan isn't talking about Hunter Biden's laptop.
I sure wish there was an alternative to voting for a liberal, child-killing communist like Robert O'Riordan. But I do not know what else there is the alternative to do.
What? Actually, there is something else alternative you can do. You can vote for old Dalton Pistol Shot. Dalton Pistol Shot is a true conservative who isn't afraid to stand up to Robert O. Reardon and all his cross-dressing comrades in the lamestream media.
Now, wait a second. Is Dalton conservative enough for me?
Well, what do you mean, Duke?
Is he willing to break the law while still being for law and order?
You damn straight, Duke.
Well, that settles it. I'm voting for Dalton Pistol Shot for Texas, and I'm going to insist on getting straight sex from my wife and
just doing it more.
What? What was that line?
I said...
Wait, how's the commercial talking back to you right now?
I'm going to insist on getting straight sex from my wife until she can't do it anymore.
God. Paid for by Citizens for Dalton Pistol Shot.
Wow, okay. Yeah, see? That is one of the most ridiculous ads running.
Okay.
Oh, we got one more?
Yeah, we have one more to listen to. Go ahead and roll it, Tyler.
Hey, Duke, what you up to?
Wait, let's start that one over.
Yeah. Oh, we got their outtakes, too.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Run the actual final take.
That was the original one that we were running on.
Run the actual final take now, Tyler.
Hey, Colt, what are you up to?
Oh, just sitting here enjoying mashed potatoes and inerrant Bible. What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here reading about Maria Conchita Lopez's plan to tax businesses so hard that our children will have to become non-binary.
What? I love my children, and I don't want them to see businesses taxed that hard, and in response they have to change all their pronouns and make nonsensical TikToks about their demon selves.
Well, that's why I'm voting for old Mackenzie Thompson. She's a true patriot who can do chin-ups and who shares with me the latest info about Democrats collecting the blood of sacred children. Scared children in order to achieve immortality and other important tax issues.
She can do chin-ups.
Well, maybe Maria Conchita Lopez isn't as bad as all that you are saying. Does she have a position on gun control?
Oh, boy, does she. She's against bazooka ownership for toddlers.
Well, that does it. I'm voting for Mackenzie Thompson. She is the only one in this conversation other than you and me that doesn't want to force fentanyl into baby formula.
You said it. Let's go rustle up some cattle and keep our penises.
Paid for by Patriots for Mackenzie Thompson.
See, that is yet another example.
Way too far.
Of how ridiculous these ads have gotten.